I feel like I'm playing at a high level, and I feel like I'm, I haven't slowed down from when I, first started playing. So I feel like I'm getting better, and I'm just going to continue to work at doing that. You know, it's going to be tough. I mean, they got a real good offensive line. They gel together well. They run the ball well. And he's just tough to bring down. You know, so for us, it's going to be making sure that we continue to stay in our gaps and be gap sound and get hats on them, get people to the ball and get them to the ground. So I think it's going to be difficult. But for us, we should be able to handle it. No. You know, I think that's what's key with our young linebacker core, just by our defensive line being veterans. You know, try to keep them free and make sure they know exactly where they have to be. So for us up front, it's big that we stay on our blocks and we stay in our gap, and it gives them more freedom to move around and know exactly where they got to be at. The ball ran the right side. He almost controlled the whole side by itself. You know, so that's huge. You know, so a lot of the time the ball been back to me, or it don't have a chance to get outside, so I don't have that much space to cover. So it's huge with him being healthy. Well, I saw what they were trying to do, but during the season, I felt like if it was on me, that I had to take all the reps, or if the pressure was on me, I felt like I could handle it. You know, so as a player, I wanted to say, hey, put the load on my shoulder and I'll carry it, basically. But, as I watched film, it started to wear down. And it did look that way, but in my mind, I was telling myself I can handle it. So I saw the vision. It kind of do. In my mind, it do. My body don't. The time difference, is kind of crazy getting adjusted to that. But second time around, I know what to expect. I'm a veteran with it, with being here last year, so I can get through it. Yeah, it is. I mean, it talks about changing the times and things like that. Well, when we get to Sunday, the time's not going to change. So it's going to be a 6 o'clock game here where it'll be 1 o'clock back at home. So just, keeping your body moving the same way, just try to get adjusted. It's tough when you go out and we're practicing at, 12 or 1, where that'd be early in the morning back home. We'd just be getting up. So getting your body adjusted to it. But by us going out and having that flow, getting the body moving fast, hopefully we'll be able to get a little rest tonight and get our body adjusted by Sunday. So it may be a little tougher, but we'll be all right. I think it's huge to try to, expand it over here, because it's very big for us back at home. But when we first came over, when you say, I play football, they think soccer. So I think it was huge by us, kind of having that feel that football is like a number one sport for us over there, to bring it over here and to have people understand it more. The fans, also a fan to come out to a pep rally for the Jaguars, but they have on 32 different team jerseys. Just to see that they enjoy it, I think it's used just, getting across the pond and people having that same love for the game as we do.